is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces battled Hamas militants Tuesday in the Gaza Strip with an increasing focus on southern Gaza as international aid organizations express concern civilians do not have a safe escape from the conflict. Israeli tanks and troops moved near Khan Yunis, a southern city that is the second largest in the Gaza Strip, while Israeli aerial attacks hit southern Gaza. Warnings from the Israeli military in recent days urged people in multiple Khan Yunis neighborhoods to evacuate for their safety, directing them to areas further south. At a briefing Tuesday, Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, international spokesman Richard Hecht said they have urged civilians in Gaza to follow instructions from and evacuate areas of fighting. He said they're also facilitating humanitarian efforts.
We are still maximizing the humanitarian aid going into Gaza. And even despite the end of the pods, 180 trucks went in to Gaza yesterday with two diesel tankers within that amount of trucks. We're still checking all the trucks at Nitzana before they go through to Rafah, and we're doing everything we can to set the conditions for the humanitarian zone in the Al-Muasi coastline.
UN officials have said the amount of aid reaching civilians in Gaza is still not nearly enough. The recent release of dozens of Israeli hostages is bringing new focus on the Hamas rampage through the kibbutz of Nir Oz in southern Israel. In Nir Oz, Palestinian fighters roamed unopposed for hours. In an interview with the Associated Press, Ayel Barad described how he had just reconfigured the settings on a homemade traffic camera from his cell phone to monitor the Hamas attack. But his six-year-old autistic daughter, hiding in the room with him, with her mother, could not understand their lives dependent upon her silence.
I had to hold my older daughter, like exactly Holocaust images of making her, holding her mouth so she won't shout.
This is VOA News. Rescue.